My name is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. As students go back to school and we get closer to the winter, it can be important to make sure your mental health is on the right track. Hard Feelings is a recently registered charity organization which focuses on mental health support. We'll be having their fifth mental health pop-up market on September 9th. Their aim with the market is to create a comfortable space for people to engage in conversation regarding mental health, with vendors and resources available to all who attend. Judy Snag is a volunteer at Hard Feelings who has been helping plan this event earlier this summer. We spoke to her regarding the planning of the event and how this year's version was planned. We also go over the criteria for the vendors.
Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Judy, and I am the events and store associate for Hard Feelings Mental Health.
So, upcoming is the Hard Feelings Mental Health pop-up market. So, tell me a little bit about that.
So, for the past 5 years, Hard Feelings has been hosting a mental health pop-up market. It's to support their initiative of starting these conversations about mental health and reducing the stigma. So for the pop-up market, they like to invite local vendors that also have mental health as part of either their initiative of like what they want to support or supports their own mental health through the process of creating these objects.
So how did this event come together?
How did it come together? Well, I could speak for this year. This year it came together because they moved to this new space in the Family Services Toronto building. So they really wanted to build stronger connections within the community. And a pop-up market is a great way to kind of attract people to come in and then start the conversation of like, what are you seeking? Do you know that we're here to help you? And just get more people into this space so that we can support the community better.
And how many vendors are there at this year's pop-up market?
20.
And how does this, how do you, I guess, select vendors? Because I imagine there are quite a few that
volunteer. We got, I think, like 50 applications. We sent out a vendor call on Instagram, and then we sent it to like different community organizations for them to share as well. And then we requested like their name, like the personal information, and a few words about how their work relates to mental health. And then when we were selecting, it was based upon like each of us have our own preferences in regards to art, so being open to a large variety of art and making sure that their work does involve mental health in some aspects, so that when we do have people come in and they want to start those conversations, they're able to like at least discuss personally how their journey with mental health is and how it relates to the objects that they're purchasing. So picking a wide range of objects and making sure that the creators are working towards stronger mental health as well.
So how do you make sure that these vendors are working within, I guess, the mental health space?
Well, we requested that they make a statement about it, and then there wasn't much research into it. We did like browse their Instagram and see like, do their posts also correlate with what they said with us, so that it's not like polar opposites at the very minimum. But it's a lot of it is trust with our community.
When it comes to the vendors, what exactly will they be selling?
So there's a wide range of items. I'm really excited. So there's ceramics and different types of ceramics. Like some are very unique. They're clay figurines. There will also be like vases and other items from Inspiration Studios up the street. A lot of art prints from different artists of varying art styles. There will be t-shirts. There will be stickers. There will be zines. And those are what I could think of at the top of my head.
So when it comes to like the art prints and the ceramics, how does that play into like mental health and mental health resources?
There's this one I forgot. There's embroidery, and like sometimes the message on the embroidery relates to mental health, and it's more like encouraging notes or words that like kind of ground you in case you ever have some thoughts.
How do things like ceramics and arts and now embroidery, how do they play into the mental health aspect of the pop-up market?
So, as we know, art is also like an outlet, creative outlet. So sometimes it's the physical creation of the objects that support the mental health of the individual. And sometimes like it's the art, the message that it shares. It kind of opens up a community of discussion for people that may feel that they're alone in their struggles to know that there are other people around and to visually see it.
And so how long have you been planning this year's market?
I have been planning it for 2 months and 2 weeks. so just for the summer.
And what's been the hardest part about organizing it all?
I think the hardest part about organizing it, I would say, honestly, I thought it was pretty easily. Possibly the promotion of it, as we are in a new location, so it's trying to figure out like how we can connect with the local businesses in the community and support them and get them to share our message as well, as we believe that mental health is something that would benefit everyone in the community. So trying to connect with them.
In your press release, and I think it's mentioned a couple of times in some of the advertisements, there's also a draw for students as well, because you're now, the new location is now on 353 Church Street, which is right down the road from TMU, or Toronto Metropolitan University. So how are you, I guess, drawing the student aspect into this?
So we do have some student volunteers at the moment, and we did table at Frosch, and they had an orientation scavenger hunt, and we were one of the locations, so we got students to come in from them. But another large part of, not the pop-up in general, but like our steps moving forward, is to figure out what the students want and how we could support them in regards to like mental health and how it relates to our own mission and initiative.
So why a pop-up market? Why that instead of, say, you know, tabling somewhere like at the Frosch Week? What about a pop-up market specifically?
I'd say because it increases the sense of community in a sense, like a farmer's market. You get to go and meet the vendors personally instead of going to a storefront where you're not very connected with the creators of the objects. You're able to have a stronger connection with the objects, open up the conversations. And I think pop-up markets just attract people in general. We've noticed in the past that like we've had over 500 guests at our pop-up market. So it's able to get more people inside the store for one day and open up those conversations so that we could better serve them in the future.
Why is it important to have a venue to be able to open up these conversations regarding mental health?
It's not necessarily the venue, but it is not like this venue specifically, but having an opportunity to open up conversations about mental health. I feel like it can be very difficult and scary to talk about mental health, and that's why we're called Hard Feelings, because they are hard feelings. But we do understand the importance about talking about it, and when a lot of people are doing it, it might like lower the barriers internally for other people that are approaching the conversations but they aren't sure how to. So we start the conversation, and then when people want to join, when they feel comfortable, we're ready and we're here for that.
Does having this market, I guess, soften that blow and make it easier to have these kinds of conversations?
At Hard Feelings, we do have many avenues for mental health. So we have the low-cost counseling services, we have our storefront, and we have the library, in addition to workshops. So the pop-up market just opens up more channels for us and also for the vendors that we have here. So how the vendors handle their mental health, where they find resources, all those conversations can be had and information can be shared at the pop-up market in a more like relaxing format.
With these mental health resources, I imagine they're going to be also available at the market as well.
Yes.
So how do you go about distributing those resources or getting people aware of those resources?
There is going to be an interactive part of the pop-up market. I'm going to have some trivia on our Instagram so that people are aware of, like, for this type of experience, we have these resources available. For these type of thoughts, we have these resources available. Opening up the conversation is our focus, so letting people know that we have the resources available and the library, and then if they want to have a conversation about a specific topic, then we're able to like further and go into those conversations with them.
So that's actually all of my questions. Do you have any final comments you would like to leave off on?
I think our final comments is, at least for the students of TMU, if you guys have any questions or comments or compliments, you could contact us at info@hardfeelings.org. And we'd love to hear your thoughts, as we're here to help you.